We are gearing up for Leadership Week. On the Zoom today with us is Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Rod Mozell. Gosh, it's going to be an exciting week this week.
It is. This is we're used to doing our leadership conference in person, and with all the things going on with COVID and so forth, we decided to try a virtual Leadership Week this week. And so there'll be one program a day for each of the next 3 days. So,
well, tell us a little bit about the lineup and how it works, because you and I were kind of talking. It's not live, but everybody can log on and see all of the events as they take place, right?
That's correct. They can, tomorrow they'll release the visit that we're having with Speaker Charles McCall and Pro Tem of the Senate Greg Treat. That'll go somewhere between 30 and 40 minutes, and each of them give their view of what the biggest issues we're going to be facing as a state this year. And they'll also talk specifically about rural broadband and about ad valorem taxes and the Medicaid expansion and some of those specific issues in addition to their general view of what the session is going to be like.
And today we had the governor give his state of the state. What were some of your takeaways on that?
Well, of course, the governor's state of the state today focused. He talked about the Medicaid expansion, talked about the budget approach. Thankfully, the governor and the legislative leaders last year, they kind of quarreled about how much to reduce the state budget, but they ended up reducing the state budget pretty significantly at the end of last year's session, so that the pain wouldn't all fall into this year, and that we were far enough into COVID by the time they were wrapping up the session. So that was turned out to be a real relief. If they had funded last session at the same level as the preceding year, the hole for this year would have been huge. But by taking advantage of our balanced budget approach as a state of Oklahoma and making some budget adjustments last year, this year is going to be a lot more manageable. And so the governor talked a lot about that today, about the additional expense of the Medicaid expansion. And then I think he wants to make a real effort at reducing rules and regulations as a way to inspire more growth on farms and ranches and small businesses across our state.
And of course, you mentioned tomorrow you've got Greg Treat that's going to be speaking, and also Charles McCall. And then the next day we're going to have G.T. Bynum and David Holt are going to be speaking a little bit about ad valorem taxes. And that's always a hot topic. So kind of give us your latest take on that.
That one's kind of, I guess, probably our most controversial programming. It's not often that we, too often these days it starts to shape up as rural versus urban. And so we thought it would be good to just for them to learn more about us at Farm Bureau and about the issues that are important to us and about rural Oklahoma, and for us to learn more about the leaders of our two major cities in the state. And so we ended up with a really good discussion about how we each rely on one another. A big part of the economies in Oklahoma City and Tulsa is the spending that comes from rural Oklahoma, whether it's coming here for medical care or to go to the arts or to shop, or whether it's trade through their distributors and suppliers and equipment providers, or whether it's bringing cattle to the national stockyard. We had a long visit about all the different interrelationships between rural and urban and how we truly do count on each other. Then, of course, ended the discussion with a real heart-to-heart about the municipal government's desire to start tapping ad valorem tax so that they're not totally dependent on sales tax. And we've been on opposite sides of that issue for many years and are still set up to be on opposite sides, but at least this maybe helps us to have a better understanding of where each side is coming from.
Well, as we get into the legislative session, what are some of the priorities that you're looking at?
Well, our top priorities for this session, there's been some rumbling about folks going after the sales tax exemption. And so we always are on guard in that. I really don't think we're in any jeopardy on that, but we do make sure we address any bills and any discussion on that subject and try to educate legislators, and it's usually new legislators that don't understand how the economy works. Sales tax is intended to be taxed at the point of the last point of sale, not at the points of sale where you're growing a crop or manufacturing an object. And And so that should rightly be taxed only at the grocery store or at the clothing store, wherever the final product is for our ag commodities. And so we'll continue to make sure on that issue, we will continue to protect and fight against increases in ad valorem taxes. And then this year we're having some interesting discussions that a lot of counties are sending out notices that are kind of changing the definition of how you get a farm exemption card. And so we're working with the tax commission and legislators to address that. And then we'll just be on the watch for all the other kinds of issues. There is some movement on rural broadband between both at the state level and the federal level. And so we're anxious to do all we can to help get better communication and rural broadband to all Oklahomans. And we've seen that deficiency particularly bad in rural Oklahoma this year with many students trying to learn in remote fashion, and have seen how poor the broadband is to so many areas. So that's certainly at top of our list.
Well, you guys have done a great job this year, as has everybody's had to kind of do things differently with the fact of COVID-19 being around. But let's talk a little bit about the advocacy guide, because this is a really good idea to help get people involved without having to literally be face to face.
It is. And that we're trying to do all we can. We've got to have a new text message deal that we can text message out to folks who sign up for the service. Whenever there's a bill that has particular implications for agriculture or rural Oklahoma, we published the advocacy guide to help you know how you can communicate with your state representatives and state senators and congressmen and statewide officials. And so we're encouraging folks to get to know their local legislators before they need them, to get to know them when they're at home in their districts, to meet them when they're at different places around town, to invite them to a local Farm Bureau meeting. So get to know them and have a relationship so that when an issue does come up, you can call them or text them or email them and make your opinion known. It's really surprising how few people it takes contacting a legislator on a specific issue to really influence a legislator. So we want folks to get comfortable in having that relationship, where when there's an issue they care about, they will reach out and can reach out to make their opinions known.
Well, and this makes it so easy, because I know that there's a lot of producers that are probably super passionate about issues, but sometimes it's really just a pain to try to go and find all the numbers and find all the information and find all the things you need to know. But you guys have kind of wrapped that up into a little book for us.
That's the deal. We want to make it as easy as possible for folks to be involved in the process and to share their feelings.
Well, this is going to be a great week. Leadership Week, always an important week for you guys. So what are some of the things that you're looking forward to?
Well, of course, the other big subject this week is we're having Congressman Lucas on Thursday to talk about federal issues. So the look at state issues on Tuesday, the look at the municipal, the urban-rural relationship on Wednesday, and then an update on the federal issues on Thursday with Congressman Lucas. And we know Ron did a wonderful visit with just this last week with Congressman Lucas, but things are changing so quick in DC with the new administration and new players at the Department of Agriculture. It's gonna be really interesting to have the chance to sit down and visit with Congressman Lucas later this week and get the very latest update on who the different players are the Biden administration is planning to put into various roles, and to figure out as much as we can what their approach is going to be on trade issues and what their approach is going to be on different farm programs. So there's just a lot happening both at the state level and at the federal level. And we hope this week opens the door for folks to learn about all those things.
Well, tell everybody exactly where they can go. I know you can go on the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Facebook page and you can get updates there. You can also go to your website as well, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and that's how they can get updates each day.
That's correct. And the links will be there each day for that day's programming. So tomorrow on the Facebook page, you'll be able to click a link and tune in and watch the roundtable discussion we have with the speaker and the pro tem about state issues. You can do the same thing to hear the mayors on Wednesday or to hear Congressman Lucas on Thursday. So you can access that either through the Farm Bureau Facebook page, or as you say, by going to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau website, and there'll be links there to tune in and watch the programming. So, and we certainly invite all of rural Oklahoma, of course, it's particularly anxious for all Farm Bureau members to tune in and watch, but all folks that care about agriculture or rural issues are more than welcome to sit in and watch these discussions. And we hope they'll learn from it, and we look forward to hearing their feedback on this programming. And we'd love to have more of them join Farm Bureau if they aren't already Farm Bureau members, so that we can do more of this type of programming.
Absolutely. Well, Rob, thank you so much. It's going to be a great week. We appreciate you chatting with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much, KC. Anytime we can help, just let us know.